The program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. We have enjoyed trying to bring the truth of God to you this week on Truth for the Day. We've been talking about the crucifixion and the cross, and yesterday in particular, the hour of Christ's coming and his dying on the old rugged cross. A scripture we find in Genesis 3:15 is the earliest scripture that points to the old rugged cross. Let's read that scripture today. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. God is speaking in the Garden of Eden to the man, to the woman, to the serpent. And he would put enmity between the woman and the serpent. And finally, the seed of woman would bruise the head of the serpent. And at the same time, the serpent would bruise the heel of the seed of woman. Well, this pointed to Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ was dying on the old rugged cross, he says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It looked like the devil was winning a victory and Jesus, the Son of God, was suffering defeat. But we read in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15, these words, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Yes, from the viewpoint of human beings, it looked like the Son of God was destroyed and this was the end. And he says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And perhaps the devil himself thought he was winning a victory. But you know, when a bee stings and loses his stinger, that's the end of the bee dies. And so it is here. The devil thought he was destroying the Son of God, but at the same time, he was being destroyed himself. When the battle was being fought in Europe between Napoleon and the Duke of Wellington, there was great anxiety that settled over England. They would send the messages across the English Channel by signals. And there was one station upon the Winchester Cathedral from which these signals were relayed. And the message was received, Wellington defeated. And just at that moment, one of those sudden clouds of fog settled in over London. And the rest of the message was not heard or was not seen. And the news of disaster quickly circulated over the city. They thought for sure that Wellington had been defeated by Napoleon. And just then, a little later, the fog lifted, and they were able to complete the rest of the message. Wellington defeated Napoleon. And so it is with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on the cross. It seemed like all hope was lost as he was hanging on the cross dying. But after the crucifixion, the fog of disappointment settled upon the world. It seemed like he was lost. The cause of man was lost. Christ defeated. But on the third day, the fog was lifted, and there flashed to the world the rest of the message. Christ defeated death. Yes, and how we read such wonderful scriptures as 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning with verse 55. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Yes, Christ defeated, but Christ defeated death. Christ defeated Satan. And thus we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He died for us, and he was raised from the dead to confirm it, the first fruits of those who slept, and that we might live forever. Yes, he has become our sacrifice for sin. He lives forever, and now he is the first fruits of those who slept, and we too can live forever. Christ defeats sin and death and the devil. How wonderful. Thank you for listening today.